Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to address the conference on disarmament today. At the outset, I would like to express my appreciation to the current presidency of the conference, the delegation of the Russian Federation, the first presidency of 2017 cycle, the delegation of Romania, as well as all four future presidencies, Senegal, Slovakia, South Africa, and Spain, for dedication to their untiring efforts to put the Conference of Disarmament back to work. In that respect, Latvia welcomes the decision of the Conference to establish a working group on the way ahead and wish the working group every success in fulfilling its highly demanding task. My delegation's full support also goes to the Secretary General and his team. Latvia aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union on January 31st. Ladies and gentlemen, Latvia is committed to effective multilateral arms control, and in this regard, the United Nations Disarmament Toolbox holds a crucial and unique role. Latvia considers the Conference of Disarmament to be the main representative forum for negotiations of global disarmament issues. It is precisely due to immense and fruitful work of the Conference on Disarmament and its predecessor bodies that today we have a number of important arms control treaties at our disposal. These include the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the Chemical Weapons Convention, and the Biological Weapons Convention. In this regard, I would like to note that Latvia has placed high hopes in strengthening of the Biological Weapons Convention regime. And we deeply regret that the 2016 review conference did fall short of expectations. We hope that the next review conference in 4 years from now will bring more tangible outcomes. Ladies and gentlemen, the global community is still faced with various security challenges that should be addressed multilaterally. Therefore, Latvia is concerned with the prolonged stalemate in Conference on Disarmament. We appreciate all the efforts so far to break the deadlock, as they reaffirmed the will of members of the conference to revitalize this body. However, the long-awaited breakthrough has not been achieved, and different parallel ways have been searched to pursue further disarmament efforts. Latvia believes that the creation of parallel processes and negotiations diminish the importance of the conference. At the same time, it adds urgency to the need to resume the substantive work of the conference. Ladies and gentlemen, Latvia shares the goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. However, we believe that a new legally binding instrument on prohibition of nuclear weapons can only be the final step of the disarmament process to seal the global zero. Discussions on disarmament could be effective only with the participation of all parties concerned, including all nuclear weapon states. A new review cycle for the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, is starting this year. Adoption of a comprehensive, balanced, and substantive action plan in 2010 showed that members of the NPT share common goals. The goals agreed upon in this action plan are still relevant, and Latvia urges their continued full and substantive implementation. Therefore, we look forward to the first preparatory committee meeting for the 2020 review conference to be held this May as a chance to strengthen the course of NPT values in order to have tangible results in 2020. It is crucial to continue working on multiple steps that facilitate disarmament and strengthen the NPT whilst preserving the strategic balance in today's turbulent world. This includes commencing of negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty. Latvia also believes that the newly established group of governmental experts on nuclear verification together in Geneva will make a considerable contribution towards the goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. Latvia also places great importance to a prompt entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Two recent nuclear tests carried out by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, last year are serious reminders why work towards the entry into force of the CTBT should be high on our agenda. Latvia has condemned the illegal nuclear tests and launches of ballistic missiles conducted by the DPRK. These actions pose a threat to security in the region and international peace globally. Along with such multilateral initiatives on disarmament, the key to success is the P5 process. Latvia welcomes this development, as well as other initiatives aimed at increasing cooperation between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states and nuclear disarmament verification. Positive examples are the UK-Norway initiative on nuclear warhead disarmament and the International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification, introduced by the United States and the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Ladies and gentlemen, during the recent years, we have witnessed that international efforts in the field of non-proliferation have brought some tangible results. In particular, I would like to welcome Iran's efforts in successful implementation of Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Its continuous full implementation will strengthen global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament efforts in the long term. At the same time, I would like to once again reiterate that Latvia remains deeply worried that one party has violated a number of provisions of the Budapest Memorandum on security assurances to Ukraine. The efforts of Ukraine in strengthening the NPT by abandoning its nuclear arsenal and acceding to the treaty as non-nuclear weapon state have been blatantly mistreated and exploited in the most unacceptable way. Such actions significantly erode the level of trust and undermine nuclear non-proliferation efforts. This negative impact is reinforced by the reports on possible breaches of bilateral arms control agreements. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2004, Latvia applied for the membership to the Conference of Disarmament. Latvia's application demonstrates the trust we have placed in the conference. Latvia has become one of 27 states which, through their endeavor to join the conference, have continuously given credibility to the conference as the main international body for negotiations on disarmament. Therefore, Latvia believes that it is important to continue consultations on the expansion of the membership of the conference. Universalization is an important part of the adoption process for the conference to the new and changing international security environment. Thank you very much.